Salic law, wounding, insults, and murder. Now, Salic law is one of the earliest examples of German customary law. It was first written down during the reign of Clovis, between 481 and 511. And prior to this, what would happen is these are rules, laws, and customs that would have been remembered by the older members of the tribe. And if someone had committed a crime or something prior to the writing down of these, the leader of the country or the leader of the tribe would have called a thing. A thing is a meeting of elders and leaders to discuss problems. It's kind of like a parliament to some extent. As a matter of fact, what parliament comes out of, if you look at it, the oldest parliament in the world, continuously meeting, that is, from one point to the other, is the old Althing of Iceland, which dates from the 800s. At any rate, they would then make a judgment on what this man had done, try to remember what everybody thought the penalty was, and then move on. Part of what you have in Salic law, the law of the Franks, or Salic as some people pronounce it, is that every person has a worth. A free man has value. There is monetary value assessed to you, and one of the things that you will find in Salic law is a list of money penalties. The last time I saw any kind of or read any journal article on estimated costs was in the late 70s, early 80s, and at that point a gentleman put the value of one dinar at 15 cents and one shilling at $5.95. And if you're trying to keep track of all the stuff, it's supposed to be 39.68 dinars to the shilling. Now, it isn't that people are going to have cold, hard cash at this time. The value of their property, the value of their cattle, of their land, of their house, etc., and so on, is taken into effect. Now, if you are, and particularly in the case of murder, if you cannot pay the fine, there is this whole long process that is referred to as the chancruda, and you go through it, making sure that you have witnesses that say that you don't have any possessions, 12 or 13 witnesses, that you then go to your home and collect dust from the four corners of your house to show that you have now lost everything. And then members of your family are then allowed to try and kick in some extra money. But if in the end they cannot pay it, you will die. Now, today I'm just going to give you the three parts that deal with wounding, insults, and murder. The most famous part of this is really the part about inheriting property, and I want to do that at another time. Let's title number 17 is entitled Concerning Wounds. And one thing you want to remember now, it's just imagine this. You're writing a law or you have a law that means that certain things had to happen frequently enough for this to be remembered over and over and over again. Concerning wounds, number one, if anyone has wished to kill another person and the blow has missed, he on whom it was proven shall be sentenced to 2,500 dinars, which makes 63 shillings. So in other words, if you swing at somebody with the intent to hurt them and you miss, you can be charged money. Part two, if a person wishes to strike another with a poisoned arrow and the arrow glances aside and it shall be proved on him, that's also 63 shillings. So if you swing and miss him with your axe, and they like to use axes, or you shoot a poisoned arrow at him, doesn't say a non-poisoned arrow, but a poisoned arrow, that's going to cost you. Number three, if any person strikes another on the head so that the brain appears and the three bones which lie above the brain shall project, they shall sentence him to 30 shillings. Now, we have to hit a lot of people to know that kind of a wound specifically. seeing the brain and the bones, and yet think about it. It's only half as bad as swinging and missing. Swinging and missing cost you 63 shillings. Hitting a guy and making his brain show up only cost you 30. If you strike someone between the ribs and the stomach so that the wound reaches his entrails, that will also be 30 shillings plus 5 shillings for the doctor. If you strike a man so that blood falls on the floor and it is proven that you did it, that costs you 15 shillings. And if a free man strikes another free man with his fist so that blood does not flow, then they will charge him 3 shillings per blow up to 3 blows. So there's got to be a lot of swinging and stuff here. We've got to have a lot of witnesses. And of course, one of the things that you could do, you could get enough people together as witnesses and say, hey, you know, this really didn't happen. But to have a wounding law, which is so specific, particularly as far as the brain is concerned, is really fascinating. Now, on the section, section 30 concerns insults. And there are just a few of them. If anyone, man or woman, shall call a woman a harlot and can't prove it, that's going to cost you 45 shillings. So it's 63 shillings to swing and miss, it's 30 shillings to hit a guy in the head and expose his brain, and it's 45 shillings if you can't prove that a woman that you called a harlot is a harlot. If any man calls another a fox, they shall sentence him to 3 shillings. I've never been able to find out why that is bad. Obviously, it's not bad today. If any man calls another one a hare, they shall be sentenced to 3 shillings. So fox and a hare are terms you just don't use in Frankish society at this time. If any man shall have brought up against another that he threw his shield and has not been able to prove it, they'll charge him 3 shillings. And if you call someone a spy or a perjurer and you can't prove it, that's also going to cost you 15 shillings. One would assume that, you know, and obviously I don't have a translation of how much a pig is worth and all those, and there's great value in those animals because they have their own sections. There's a whole section on pigs and cattle and other animals, as well as fences and all sorts of other things. So as far as insults are concerned, harlot, fox, hare, spy, and perjurer are going to cost you money. So you have to be careful. That leaves us with the last one, which is, of course, the murder of a free man. Anyone that kills a free Frank or a barbarian living under Salic law and it is proven against them, that will be 8,000 dinars. If he threw the person into the well or into the water and then covered the bodies with branches to conceal him, that'll cost you 600 shillings or 24,000 dinars. If anyone slays a man who is working for the king, that is going to be 24,000 dinars. So you want to make sure that this is just a regular person and you're not just laying him around. And again, they do this. If you take the body and throw him in the water or you try and hide him, it increases. So if you kill that person who's working for the king and then try to hide the body, the fine goes to 72,000 dinars. And then there's part 5 says, if one slays a Roman who eats at the king's palace, that shall be 12,000 dinars. So obviously this would be the time when the Franks are actually moving in to into Gaul, when there are still Romans around. He that kills a Roman who is obliged to pay tribute, it's a penalty of 63 shillings. So if you were taken over by the Franks, and you're a Roman living now under Frankish law, and somebody kills you, then we drop it down to 63 dinars. If anyone throws a free man into a well and he escapes alive, then the person who threw you in the well will have to pay 100 shillings. So it's interesting to see this set of law. And by the way, this was last published during the time of the reign of Charlemagne, from 763 to 814. And what happens is these laws will then be changed and re-edited and codified and mixed with Roman law as we begin to go through, we'll end up going into the Dark Ages after Charlemagne. So these will then end up being mixed with other rules and changed completely. But you'll find some similar laws in early Anglo-Saxon England, which, of course, the Anglo-Saxons, being Germanic, would bring those in, and the Vikings will have some laws that will be similar to particularly the part about meeting and doing things like that. So, you know, if you think we have kind of a strange legal system at this particular point, man, to look at the business of wounding and insults and murder, and for that matter, from a sociological standpoint of insults. You know, most of these today, I mean, we use the word harlot, of course it's whore, ho, you know, we use that just so frequently. We'd all be bankrupt if we had to go under Frankish law. And sometimes you can prove you're innocent by a trial by ordeal, which at the Franks at this time, would one of the examples of this was you would throw, you'd have a bucket of boiling water with a rock in the bottom of it. And then you were supposed to reach in up to your elbow and grab the rock and pull it out without uttering a sound. Needless to say, there are probably a lot of people found guilty those particular times. So, thank you very much, and I'll do the rest of Salic law at another time. It's just too long.